word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and thanks for joining us today. I hope you'll stay tuned as we open the Word of God and consider what God is saying to us today. I believe God's Word is as relevant today as it ever was, and I believe that the Word of God has something for you today. In this Bible study that we're doing now, as we consider the Scripture, we're learning about the Bible and what it has for us and what it says to us, and I hope you read the Scripture. I hope you have a Bible at home. I'll tell you, today, most people have a Bible on their phone or on their tablets and things like that. In fact, I read my Scripture on a tablet every morning. I find it easier to keep track of what I've read and where I'm going. And I want to encourage you to be in the Word of God. And we're still in January, and it's not too late to begin reading the Word of God today. We're going to begin in Hebrews chapter 4, and I hope you'll join us there, and maybe you can sit down and open the Word of God. I realize you might be driving or maybe busy and you can't do that. But if you can, open the Scripture with us today. We're going to look at some very interesting passages of Scripture today as we consider God's Word. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. These are great little pocket journals that you can carry around as people ask you to pray for them. You can write that prayer request right then and remember to pray for them every day. I take mine with me to prayer meeting on Wednesday night and write down all of the prayer requests that I hear in my little prayer journal so that I can continue to pray for people all week long. These little journals, we want to get to you free. We've given out a number of them, and we'd like to get some into your hands as well. You just simply have to contact us. You can write to us here at the ministry. Simply send us a letter or a card at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290, Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida. The zip is 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290, Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, you can also contact us through the website at bigcypress.us or at considerhisword.org. Or you can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. When we hear from you, either that day or the next day, we'll get the prayer journal into the mail as quick as we can. And I know that you'll enjoy these. So write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Last week, we began a study in the Scripture itself and learning about the Word of God. I want to begin in Hebrews chapter 4 today, and I don't know how long this series will take us, probably just a couple more weeks, and we'll see how that goes. But I want to encourage you in the Word of God to trust the Word of God, to read the Word of God, to know the Word of God, to learn in the Word of God. We must be students of the Scripture. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." One of the things I want to tell you today is that the Word of God is divine in its origin. You realize that the Word of God began with God. And I realize a lot of people say, oh, the Bible was just written by man, and it's just man's ideas, and it was just man's idea of somehow finding a creator and finding something or someone that they can believe in. But listen, I'm here to tell you the Word of God began with God Himself. God gave us His Word. That's why it is called the Word of God. He spoke it into existence, like He spoke the world to existence. The Bible says, again, in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. When the Bible says it's given by inspiration, it means that the Bible was God-breathed. And God gave us His Word. And I believe that God gave us everything that we need to know to live for Him. Now, I realize that we've got to seek God and find His will for our life, and God may reveal that to you. But God gave us everything we need in the Word of God. He's not going to add to it. He's not going to take anything away from it. In fact, there's some various serious warnings in the Scripture about adding anything to the Word of God. It was written under His authority. 2 Peter 1:21 says, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Now, while men may have written it down, the Word came from God Himself. The Scripture says it didn't come by the will of man, but that God spoke. And as these men heard God speaking to them, and they recorded the Word of God, Moses recorded Genesis and Exodus, Leviticus, Number, and Deuteronomy, and Joshua recorded his work in the Promised Land. And we read of Matthew, Mark, and Luke in the New Testament that recorded the life of Christ for us so that we know what Jesus did. But you see, all of them did it under the authority and under the leading and under the prompting of the Spirit of God. The Bible has some 40 authors, was written over a period of some 1,600 years, and God oversaw every bit of it. That's why the Word of God is consistent. It's why the Word is not contradictory. It's infallible, as we were studying before. So it was written under God's authority and under God's leading. It was under His supervision. God used all kinds of people to record the Word of God. He used people from all walks of life. He used a tax collector in the New Testament. He used a doctor. He used fishermen. He used priests. He used all kinds of people and in all kinds of places, from the cities of Egypt to the deserts of the wilderness, from Jerusalem to Galilee, in so many different kinds of places. And every person that He used and everyone that He spoke to that recorded for us the Word of God, He used them under His supervision and under His authority. So I want you to know the Bible is the Word of God, not written by the will of men, but by the power and the presence of God. He gave us His Word. And we read here in Hebrews 4 that it was living. It says it's quick and powerful. Where the word quick, it means that it's living. The Word of God is alive. It is inspired. It is God-breathed. Just like God breathed life into Adam, He breathed life into His Word. And His Word gives us instruction to live for Him. It is alive. I want you to look at Proverbs chapter 6. I want to go over there and read a great passage of Scripture. In fact, I'm working on a whole series of messages on this passage in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 6. I'm going to start reading in verse 20. He said, "My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually on thine heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee, and when thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou liest awake, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. You see, the Bible will give you a way of life, how to live. And I love this. It says that the word of God, he said to keep it, don't forsake it. Hold on to the word of God. You know, the word keep here means like holding something, or it also means to do it, to keep it in doing the word of God. Remember, James said, be doers of the word and not hearers only. And he said that the word of God will lead you. Boy, how much we need God's guidance, and you can find God's leading in the word of God. He said that the word of God will not only lead you, but when you sleep, it will keep you. And when you awake, it shall talk with thee. Let the word of God speak to you. Let the word of God speak to your heart. The psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. And I realized that for years I learned that meant you memorize the word of God. But I think it's more than that. I think it's important to memorize scripture. And I hope you have verses, maybe a list that you're trying to memorize. I do. Verses of scripture I want to remember and recall. And this may even become one of them right here. But when we take the word of God in our heart, it's more than memorizing it. It's making it part of our life, part of our thinking, and part of the way that we live. And so let the word of God come into your heart. And he says to bind it upon your heart. Let it speak to you. It's a lamp. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It will turn the light on for you and show you how to live. It has life in itself to give you all of these things. The word of God is also life-giving. You know, when we talk about something that's living, it must reproduce. And the word of God can be reproduced in your life. Now, I'm saying you're going to write a new Bible. Not at all. I'm saying that what's in the word of God is going to be lived out in your life. James 1:18 says, of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his scripture. You see, it's out of the word that we can find new life. Jesus said it to Nicodemus this way. He said that you must be born again. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. It's out of the word of God that we learn about God's salvation, how much he loved you, and how he sent his son to redeem you from an eternity in hell. The word of God, as you studied and read it, Jesus said, would give you abundant life. Treasure the word of God. Believe the word of God and let it become part of you. It is powerful. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.